WQXR's Bob Sherman, host of our Wednesday night program, the McGraw-Hill Company's Young Artists Showcase, is in Miami, Florida this week. But he's not vacationing. He's doing some of the hardest work in the music business. He's listening as a member of the jury at the 8th National Chopin Piano Competition of the U.S., sponsored by the Chopin Foundation of the United States. And he's on the phone right now. Good morning, Bob.
Hello there.
So tell me, what are the pianists required to prepare for this competition? What do they know will be asked of them?
Well, they have to prepare a tremendous amount of Chopin. This is probably the only competition where no other composer is allowed to sneak in the back door. So they have to play, to start with, about a 25-minute recital of Chopin, and then they go on to a 35 to 40-minute recital of Chopin, and the final semifinals that are coming up now will involve the Polonaise Fantasy, one of the sonatas, and some other big work that they haven't played, about a 55-minute recital.
Wow, so there's just...
So it really encompasses a huge chunk of, let's say, the famous works of Chopin.
The field in the competition began Monday with 19 pianists. Where
right.
do we stand
Actually,
now?
There were 24 that were accepted, but for various reasons, five didn't make it.
And where do we stand now?
They have come down to the 9 semifinalists. And they are all going to perform over these next 2 days, as I say, about a 55 to 60-minute recital. The Polonaise Fantasy, one of the two sonatas, and some other pieces of their own choice that they hadn't played before.
How does the jury do its work? Does everybody listen to everybody? And how do you
oh,
vote?
Yes.
And are there any discussions? And do any fights break out?
Well, this particular competition works by numbers. We don't discuss the players with each other, and we vote from 1 to 25 on the basis of how we think the artist has performed. Then they tabulate the numbers, and they come up with the averages. And the only real discussion is, what's the break point? How many do we admit to the next round? So, for instance, we have 9 semifinals. We could have had 8, and we could have had 10. But the break point was very clear. So the averages came out to 15 and 16 at one point, and then it jumped to 17. So obviously that was the point at which we made the division. So those below that average did not continue. Those that were above it did.
That keeps things more or less friendly, I guess.
Yes, exactly. Now, I think... I won't swear to this, but I think that the next round, deciding who goes to the finals, may be different. It may not be purely numbers. It may be also who do we think should go, but I'm not sure of that.
Different judges listen for different things according to their own aesthetics. What are you looking for in a great Chopin performance?
Well, I can answer that for myself, not necessarily for anybody else.
Good thing I'm asking you then.
Well, yeah, I grew up with beautiful sound in my head. That was my mother's very special gift, I think. She had a natural sound. Everything flowed freely, and there was no fussing about with things. And that's exactly what I look for, a natural flow and a beautiful sound.
All right.
And if somebody bangs, I get put off. Even if it's... And it has been, I mean, the technical level is astonishing. I mean, they rattle through these etudes as though they, you know, there's, so what? But it, when you go deeper and you think of how do you make music out of it, that's when you are able to start whittling down.
Very good.
One of the semifinalists is playing tonight, as it happens.
Oh, who is that?
Sean Chen.
All right. So
it's pure happenstance. I didn't obviously know he was going to even be at the competition. But that's how things work sometimes.
All right, very good. The 8th National Chopin Piano Competition of the U.S., sponsored by the Chopin Foundation of the United States, continues through Sunday in Miami. Bob Sherman will be back on WQXR with more pianists tonight at 9 o'clock on the Young Artist Showcase here at Classical 105.9 FM.